Okay, entertain a motion to come back into regular session for public hearings.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll now read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When County Council holds public hearing on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each applicant shall be announced. The director will review the council with the council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me or Mr. Lank, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that prior speakers have already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. Thank you, and we have the first hearing, which is conditional use number 1987, Brian and Kelly DeLeon. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a CrossFit training gym to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.5 acres more or less, land lying southwest of Route 30, Gravel Hill Road, 1,605 feet southeast of Route 47, Springfield Road, and being more specifically identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map number 8, parcel number 51. Now this, for the benefit of Council, I passed down copies of the survey site plan of this application in a reduced version just so you can see it. The Commission held public hearing on May 8th on this application and rendered a decision on May 22nd. The report provided to you in the packet last week shows that the applicant did submit surveys and site plans, that we did receive DLDOT comments, we did receive County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division comments, and Sussex Conservation District comments. The applicant was present, gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application but did defer action for further consideration. On May 22, 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1987 for Brian and Kelly DeLeon for a conditional use to operate a CrossFit training gym based upon a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use originally started out as a home occupation with no employees. It has grown over time to include several trainers besides the applicant. The number of clients has increased as well. Still, it primarily remains a home-based business. Two, while much of the property will be used for outdoor training purposes at times, the bulk of the use is limited to a pole barn, which is on the property. Three, the applicant resides on the property and will continue to reside there throughout the use. The property is also surrounded by members of the applicant's family. Four, the use is limited in scope and will have little or no impact on neighboring properties, traffic, roadways, or community facilities. Five, the use promotes health, safety, welfare, and general convenience of Sussex County and its residents. Six, there were no parties that appeared in opposition to the application. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the hours of 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8:30 a.m. to noon on Saturday and Sunday. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, any security lights shall be downward screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or communities. D, parking shall comply with Sussex County parking regulations. All parking spaces shall be clearly marked on the final site plan as well as the site itself. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion second and carried with four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0. Mr. Johnson abstained since he was not available at the original public hearing. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date on this application since the May 8th public hearing. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? Seeing none, Mr. DeLeon. Would you like to come up and present?
Brian DeLeon, Mr. Lank pretty much had everything I was pretty much going to say. I started off small. This business grew. We weren't planning on this to grow this big, but it did, which is I believe is a good thing for the health of individuals in Sussex County, but. But now that's about it in a nutshell.
Okay. It's most of the activity take place in your pole barn?
Yes.
And is there current parking there?
There's current parking in the front lot in front of the barn, pole barn that we have there. We didn't want to do too much, but my plan is to put the parking lot in that vicinity.
And you live on the property too?
Yes.
And what other family members live around the property?
I have Jim Wilson, which is buttoned up to my property. Have my mother and father-in-law, Phyllis and Gerald Hitchens. And the back of the property, I believe it's I can't remember his name on the back property.
But that's quite a distance away
yes.
from your activity.
Yes. Yeah, it's actually through a woods.
I got a question, Everett. Would the pole barn have to go through any kind of inspections because of the type of the use? Or is it, I mean, does like fire marshal normally or alarm somebody?
The use is already established through the home occupation procedures and went through all the steps when he had the public. When he went through his permit process.
So the agencies looked
didn't
at
have
it?
To do anything with any other agency.
Okay. That's
but it was a home occupation originally, and then it's been, it just got, as Brian said, it just kept getting, get more people wanted to participate and ended up getting more trainers, and then he applied.
Same use, though.
Same use, mm-hmm. Yeah. Still a CrossFit gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are there any other questions from council? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time the public hearing is over, and if it's the pleasure of the council, you can act on this.
We'll close the public hearing. It's a pleasure, council, close public comment. Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a CrossFit training gym to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.50 acres more or less, tax map ID 234-8-51, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbers 1 through 5 and their condition number 7A through E as contained in your packet.
Pleasure of council.
I make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second conditions. Mr. Wilson. To grant conditional use 1987. Any questions on that motion?
No.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I go along with the planning and zoning on this one for the same reasons and with those conditions that were stated in the report.
Cole.
I can support planning and zoning's recommendations with the conditions, and I'll vote yes.
Phillips.
Vote yes. I believe the planning and zoning did a good job on the recommendations. I'm glad to see that you've got a thriving business in this economy, and obviously it doesn't appear it's going to affect the community. Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote with P&Z.
I also agree with P&Z's recommendations and with the conditions they placed on it. I'm glad you're being successful. It's a good thing. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the next case is change of zone number 1748, CMF Bayside, LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MRRPC, medium density residential district residential plan community, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 27.896 acres more or less, land lying southwest of Sand Cove Road, being road 394, 1,800 feet southeast of Route 54, Platehouse Road, and being northeast of Williamsville Road, being road 395, also being 2,000 feet southeast of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 1 or 533, map 19, parcel 267. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on May 8th. The commission in the public hearing process did receive from the applicant exhibit booklets, which I just passed down. I apologize, we only had four. The commissioners have a habit of keeping some of my exhibit booklets. Mm-hmm. So there is a report on what is in the exhibit booklet and a report of record. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the Technical Advisory Committee, Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney, reviewed the record and provided comments. James Fuquay, Esquire, Fuquay, Urey, and Willard, Professional Association, Steve Marsh, Professional Engineer from GMB, George Miles and Burrow, and Ed Lanay, Soil Scientist for Environmental Resource Incorporated, were all present and gave testimony. Mr. Fuquay provided suggested proposed findings of fact and suggested proposed conditions of approval for consideration. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1748 for CMF Bayside LLC for a change of zone from AR1 agriculture residential to MRRPC, medium density residential plan community, based upon a record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is generally surrounded on three sides by residential development, and it is an appropriate extension of the existing Bayside development. Two, the proposed development will have sewer service provided by Sussex County and water provided by Tidewater Utilities. Three, the proposed rezoning to a MRRPC is in compliance with the goals and objectives of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. It is also in the environmentally sensitive developing area, and MR zoning is appropriate in this area. Four, the proposed development is in conformity with the surrounding developing and zoning, and will not adversely impact neighboring properties, traffic, or the environment. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of residential dwelling units shall be 93, consisting of 33 townhouses, 30 duplexes, and 30 single-family homes. B, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County sanitary sewer district. C, the developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the county engineering department. D, the RPC shall be served by Central Water. E, stormwater management, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner consistent with best management practices. F, the final site plan for each phase of the development shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District upon it. G, the project will be incorporated as part of the existing Americana Bayside MRRPC, being changed to Zone 1393, and shall be subject to and benefited by the conditions imposed upon that development, except as modified herein. H, all entrance, roadway, intersection, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT standard determinations. I, the interior street design and parking areas shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design specifications and requirements. J, the applicant shall form a condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roadways, buffers, stormwater management areas, and community areas. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. L, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all buffer areas, showing all landscaping and vegetation to be included in those areas. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. So the motion seconded and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Again, I have, that's all I have. I received no additional comments from the agency to date.
Did you talk about conditions? I must have misunderstood. There's no conditions on this,
pardon?
There weren't any conditions on this, were there?
Yeah, I just read about.
But this is a change of zone.
It's a change zone, but it's MRRPC.
Oh, it's MRRPC. Yeah. Gotcha.
So I just read to you about.
I heard, yes.
A through M.
I heard them.
Whatever that comes back to.
I heard them.
Any other questions from council? If not, Mr. Fuqua.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Deaver, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuqua. I'm an attorney in Georgetown representing CMF Bayside, LLC. With me are Lawton Merrick of CMF, Steve Marsh from GMB, and Ed Lene from Environmental Resources. As Lawrence stated, there was an exhibit book submitted. Among other things in the exhibit book are the plus comments and the response to the plus comments and the environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, which is required because this is in the environmentally sensitive development district. This application seeks a rezone, a 27.9-acre parcel from AR1 to MRRPC, and that would be an extension of the existing Americana Bayside MRRPC. As you know, Americana Bayside, which was change of zone 1393, was approved back in 2001. That RPC was approved for 1,700 residential units, those units being a mixture of single-family lots, townhouses, multifamily units. There's a commercial town center, extensive recreational amenities and open space, and a public championship golf course. In addition, in 2011, there was an additional parcel added to Americana Bayside for 55 single-family and townhouse condominium units, and about 700 homes have been built to date of all the units approved. The 27-acre parcel before you today, it sits on the, or it's bordered on the north by County Road 394, which is Sand Cove Road, and is directly across that road from Phase 6 of Americana Bayside.
This is Sand Cove Road here. That's part of the Americana Bayside development there. And again, this would be continuing the development. On the other side, there's actual portions of the property border on Williamsville Road,
and on the east side of the property, the site borders the Sea Country Estates, which is a residential subdivision, and on the west side of the property, there are two large existing ponds, which I assume were originally borrow pit operations. The proposed development of this site would be a mixed-use residential development composed of a total of 93 units. There'd be 30 single-family lots that are located along the west and the east.
Right here on the perimeter of the site, there'd be duplexes, 30 duplexes located along here and here, and then internally there'd be 33
multifamily units, which are kind of internalized within the development. They actually would be townhouses and are located, as you can see, in the center. Access to the development would be provided from both Sand Cove Road and Williamsville Road, and DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection as to the entrances. The site was formerly known as the Knox Farm. It's cleared farmland. A wetland delineation was performed by Ed Linne of Environmental Resources. There's no state wetlands located on the site. There is approximately 2/10 of an acre of federally regulated waters on the site, which are associated with drainage ditches along the east and part of the south boundaries, and they will not be impacted by the development.
They are located along here and a little portion along here.
As part of the Americana Bayside development, the site will have central public water from Artesian Water Company for domestic use and fire protection. Sewer will be provided as county sewer as part of the Sussex County Bayview Estate Sanitary Sewer District. The proposed development is within the planning study assumptions for sewer service, and a sewer concept plan was approved by the Sussex County Engineering Department in November of 2013. And the county engineer's comments of May 2nd on this application note that there is adequate capacity existing. As I said, DelDOT has approved the entrance locations and has agreed to accept payment toward the area-wide study fee in lieu of a TIS. The applicant will be dedicating additional right-of-ways along both of the roads and a 10-foot easement for future multi-path use. In connection with the overall Americana Bayside development, CMF Bayside has already contributed I think approximately $10 million? Yeah, approximately $10 million toward road and intersection improvements along 54 and the adjacent roads.
Specifically for this development?
Not for this application, yeah. For the Americana Bayside.
Overall, sure. Mm-hmm.
The application is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The plan's future land use map designates this parcel as being in the environmentally sensitive area, which is one of the growth areas designated by the plan. The plan states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the environmentally sensitive development area, including single-family, townhouse, and multi-family type units, as we are proposing. The plan strongly encourages that developments in the environmentally sensitive development area be served by central sewer and water, which this site will be. The site will be part of the Americana Bayside development, which is zoned MRRPC, and that is the zoning we're requesting for this parcel. The MR density requested is appropriate for the site since it will be served by central sewer and water and will be consistent with the overall density of Americana Bayside. The RPC designation basically provides that the development complies with the purpose of the RPC, which is to encourage large-scale developments as a means of creating superior living environments through unified developments. That's the language from the code, and we think this extension to the Americana Bayside development is in accordance with that goal. The residents of this area here, this proposed addition, will be members of the Americana Bayside Homeowners Association. They will be entitled to the use of all the recreational amenities, as is everyone else in Americana Bayside, and they will be subject to the same dues and fees as other Americana Bayside residents. Mm-hmm. And with that, I'm going to turn our presentation over to Steve Marsh to review the site plan with you.
Good afternoon. My name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with GMB in our Salisbury office. Jim covered basically everything. I would add that, you know, we specifically have the single-family homes along the exterior of the project because that's what's going to be adjacent to the neighboring properties.
In terms of the overall development, here's where the Knox Farm is, and it is about a quarter of a mile to what is now the main recreational facility at Bayside, Sunridge Crest, where the pool and the...
You think it's convenient to the other...
It's convenient, that's correct. Okay. And immediately across the street is a multimodal path that has already been installed, and that connects to 7 miles of nature trails and multimodal path that that traverses all through the Bayside community. So it's conveniently located, and it just makes sense to be an extension of Bayside.
I'm just thinking about the amenities. If it's not too, they're not too far away, really. Yeah. Okay.
That's
all. Your principal amenity. That's your trail there.
The idea is, with this being an extension of the Bayside MRRPC, that it would be connected and they'd have use of all the other amenities that
are already... All the other, right. But they're not that far away.
Correct. It's a quarter of a mile to the main amenity building.
I've had people... they don't need to hear my stories. Go ahead.
And DelDOT has already issued a letter of no objection. So they have reviewed the preliminary submittals, are okay with both entrances. As Mr. Fuqua said, they're asking for additional right-of-way, which is part of their standards now in the entrance approval process, and then we will be going through entrance approval with them.
Additional right-of-way.
So
how many feet are they asking for?
They're asking for 30 feet off the center line, and then a 15-foot easement on top of that for the multimodal path. And so that will be, the right-of-way gets dedicated to DelDOT, and then the easement is still the lands of the developer, but it has to have the multimodal path to be maintained by the developer.
And it's sidewalks on both sides of the street?
There will be sidewalks on both sides of the proposed roads internal to the development, and there are sidewalks on both sides of the street throughout the rest of Bayside, too. Mm-hmm.
Very luxurious. Very nice. I would think so. I think so.
Thank you.
And you got kids and, need those at the beach.
Kind of in closing, the Planning and Zoning Commission did unanimously recommend approval of the application, and we have no issue with the commission's findings or the recommendations or their recommended conditions. We believe that this is an appropriate and logical extension of the existing Americana Bayside RPC. It's the type of development encouraged by the RPC ordinance. It's in full compliance with the county comp plan. And, of course, Americana Bayside, as I said, is approaching being half constructed. So this is a known entity. You know what's there and you know how it's being developed. And I think that...
I do have one last question.
Yes.
You said one was one of the ponds appears to be an old borrow pit. Was existing. The other one is going to be man-made. Stormwater retention?
No.
I was referring to our neighbors.
Oh.
Okay. These are both going to be created, these ponds?
These ponds aren't on our property. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a photograph.
These
will be stormwater ponds.
Those are storm. Okay. You earlier said something about storm. This pond being a old...
No.
But that's
off-site.
Okay. Huh. Okay. I was just concerned about slopes and stuff.
No.
Okay.
I have a question. You made reference to Artesian Resources being your water supplier, whereby my...
I thought it was Tidewater.
That's why I was asking. Note number two, as far as the commission, that the development proposal will be served by sewer by the county and water by Tidewater Utilities, so that it's supposed to be Artesian Resource. Is that right?
So it is in the Artesian District. So Artesian has issued a willingness to serve letter. The rest of Bayside right now is served by Tidewater, so we know we can get water either by Artesian or Tidewater. We're kind of negotiating. It just makes a lot more sense if we can get Tidewater to supply, but there has to be some negotiation between Tidewater and Artesian. We're working on that right now.
I understand, but it
should be Artesian. This particular parcel is in the Artesian service district.
But it could be Tidewater Utilities. But
correct.
That's fine. Thank you.
It will be Central Water. And that's everything we have to present, unless you have any questions.
Okay. Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and If it's council's pleasure, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title, please.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community for certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 27.896 acres, more or less, tax map ID number 533-19, parcel 287, for the reasons 1 through 5 given by County Council and conditions set forth as 6A through M.
I would just say that that's from Planning and Zoning, not County Council, correct?
Yes, Planning and Zoning, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
And I would note that finding number 2 should have said artesian resources rather than tidewater utility.
Okay.
Yes.
The commission's recommendation.
Well, that's correct.
That's just the reason. We have to change that?
No, well, it's a...
Okay.
It should have been artesian resources.
Right.
What's the pleasure, council?
I'd like to get it done. Vote on it.
Read the short title. He read it. We're waiting on motion.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
So.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
To approve change of zone 1748.
Let's go.
Questions on the motion?
Sure.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. Planning and Zoning has done another good job. And I do say yes to, and for the same reasons they give, and with the conditions that they are listed. And I guess I should really make a note that, what was it, what was that number where it says Tidewater?
Number 2.
That number 2, Tidewater utilities be replaced
Artesian resources.
It be replaced by artesian resources.
Cole.
Is that legitimate there?
I'll vote yes. And because it's an RPC, the conditions also are, I support.
Phillips.
It seems like a lifetime ago when we first looked at the Americana Bayside concept. I think there were so many people who were taking positions, we had to move the meeting to the Cheer Center. And it was surreal at times, the emotion that was displayed and how the end of the world was coming to a few folks down there because of this project. But in the end, it was approved, I think, with 1,700 homes. And for this to be presented today with absolutely no opposition tells me that we made the right decision. I certainly support this expansion.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm certainly going to vote for it because P&Z did, but also I'm sitting here wondering how deep that water in them ponds are.
I'm sorry.
How deep is the water in the pond?
Well, so the ponds can only be 8 feet.
That's a silly question. It's a silly question, but just...
So the stormwater, the borrow pits, I don't know.
You have life? You going to have lifeguards on duty?
Well, there should be people swimming there. I can tell you our ponds can only be 8 feet deep by code for the Sussex Conservation District.
They haven't been built yet, Sam, so...
I know. I'm just... Well, I hear this silly talk all the time about stormwater ponds.
Is that a yes vote, Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure I didn't vote or not. I also agree with the reasons of planning and zoning and certainly the conditions they placed on it. Certainly makes sense. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
And next case, change of zone, 1749.
What was the original
Bruce
number
and
of
Kathy
Americana Bay that they asked
King.
For? Do you remember?
Potentially.
How many you want back? You want one more?
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 22,024 square feet, more or less. Land lying southwest of Nassau Road, Road 266B, 200 feet northwest of the railroad, and 70 feet northwest of New Road, being Road 266, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, Map 5, Parcel 73. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on May 8th. During the public hearing, we heard comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and the Sussex Conservation District. Kathy King was present with Kathy Ford, Realtor, and Chris Carpenter, a CrossFit trainer, and all gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1749 for Bruce and Kathy King for a change of zone from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential, based upon a record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the project is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area. CR1 is an appropriate zoning in this area. Two, CR1 zoning is appropriate at this location. There are other commercial zoning and uses in the immediate area of this parcel. It is also surrounded by Nassau Road, Coastal Highway, and a railroad. Three, the rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or community facilities. Four, the rezoning is consistent with the purposes of the CR1 in the county code. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And six, any redevelopment of this property will require site plan approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission along with other agency approvals. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. And I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since May 8th.
Any questions from council?
Well, I think we talked about it before. I suppose I understood CR1 needed to be on one of our major roads, and one is one of them, but I'm having trouble seeing where it's on one, actually. Maybe I'm not looking at it right here.
Well, the point on this one, we talked about this before, but,
right, but
it
I'm
is
still
located in environmentally sensitive.
Right.
According to that, it's appropriate. It does back up to Coastal Highway. It's on Nassau Road. It's kind of stuck in between the two.
Because it backs.
Yeah.
Okay.
It backs.
That's good. Well, that's what
it doesn't
wondering.
Have access to one. That's the
no.
One. That's the advantage. It does not have access to one.
But that does qualify it, so I understand now.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions from council? If not, is the applicant or someone for the applicant here? Would you come forward, please? And give us your name and address, sign in, and
good afternoon. My name is Kathy Ford. I'm an associate broker with Berkshire Hathaway, Gallo Realty in Lewis. And I live in Lewis.
First time I've seen a realtor with a stethoscope.
I'm telling you.
So how you got to sell
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I see nurse.
That's in case you get sticker shock, she can start checking heart rate.
That's it. The prices are so
high. Yeah,
when
she quotes a price, she has to get the stethoscope out.
Yeah. She can say, we got a live one here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Questions?
The floor is yours.
Pardon me?
The floor is yours to explain the application and what you're asking.
Well, they're just the Kings, Bruce and Kathy King, are requesting a rezoning. They want to put a fitness center. Today must be, again, day for fitness centers. And everything along Nassau Road pretty much is already commercial property. And like you said, it backs up, the property backs up to Route 1, mm-hmm. to the bridge. And directly across is all commercial, up and down. Like I said, Nassau Road is all commercial as well. And they understand fully that they have to go through and submit the plans, because right now there's a house pretty much in disrepair that's on the property, and they have coordinated with Lewis Fire Department to tear the house down and use it actually as training and then burn the house. So they're giving back to the community in that way as far as using it for training purposes and what have you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions from council? If
no.
not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's council's pleasure, close the public record and read the short title.
We'll close public hearing, and unless the council has any concern, we'll close public comment. And Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 22,024 square feet, more or less, tax map ID number 334-5, parcel 73, for the reasons stated by planning and zoning, reasons 1 through 6.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make the motion.
Adopt it.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt change of zone 1749.
Right.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, and in concurrence with planning and zoning, and as well as for the reasons that they gave. I believe they gave six reasons, and welcome. Welcome to the community. We do need more health facilities.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, it's compatible with the surrounding area. It's mostly commercial, and it's next to Coastal Highway and the railroad tracks, and probably not appropriate for residential use.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote yes. It meets all the typical criteria for a change of zone in this area. It's in our developing area. It's next to C1 zoning or CR1 zoning. Doesn't appear to be any opposition whatsoever to it. So I'll repeat that I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
My vote is yes, and I'll vote with P&Z.
I also will agree with P&Z's reasons, and I think there's a lot of commercial in the area, so it certainly makes sense this would blend in, I think, more so than anything else would be. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you. The next application's change of zone 1750 BLN LLC. Mr. Lang.
Yes, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 14,400 square feet, more or less, land lying southeast of Route 9, Lewis-Georgetown Highway, and 0.6 mile west of Route 321 Park Avenue, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 135, map 15, parcel 83. Again, this application was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 8th of 2014, whereby the applicant had submitted a survey site plan with the application. We did hear comments from DelDOT County Engineering Department and the Sussex Conservation District. Leon Ware of BLN LLC was present with Barrett Edwards, Esquire of Hudson Jones Day Work and Fisher LLC, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application but did defer for further consideration. On May 22, 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson did state that he would be abstaining, since he wasn't present for the May 8th meeting. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone number 1750 for BLN LLC for a change of zone from AR1 agricultural residential to CR1 commercial residential based upon a record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. When the applicant has stated that there are no specific plans for the use of the property that would require a CR1 zoning. Instead, the sole reason for the rezoning appears to be to sell the property and maximize the return. This is not a sound basis for a rezoning. Two, I'm concerned that the rezoning will have an adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties. With the exception of sports at the beach to the rear, the property is surrounded by residential uses along Route 9. While there are some commercial and business zonings and uses along Route 9, they are separated from this site by residential properties. As a result, a rezoning to CR1 would create a standalone parcel that is not compatible with the adjacent properties. Also, sports at the beach is a conditional use limited to a sports facility, and not all the permitted uses in a CR1 commercial residential district. Three, I am not satisfied that the applicant established a record sufficient to support the rezoning to CR1. Although the property is small in size, there are many diverse and intensive commercial uses that could occur on the property. They could include a small car sales lot, fast food restaurant, car wash, or other potential uses. These uses are not permitted under CR1, are not compatible with the existing residential uses on adjacent properties. Four, I'm not satisfied that the standalone 14,400 square foot parcel is appropriate to be rezoned to CR1. Such a small parcel would not conform to the purpose of the CR1 zone property as providing sufficient space and appropriate location for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities generally serving a wide area. In summary, I am not satisfied that the applicant has made an adequate record to support a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 for this 14,400 square foot parcel of property. Thereby, there was a motion and a second and carried with four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Mr. Johnson did abstain. And I received no additional comments to date on this application.
Are there any questions from council?
No reason given for the application. You know, they're not saying we want to do this or that or the other, and I just want to make sure that's what you said, that, you know, it's kind of like to generate higher sale value for the property. Okay. So we don't know what they would use it for. Okay.
If there's no more questions from the council, the applicant or his counsel, come forward, please.
We'll do a better job today, I'm sure.
Good afternoon, council members. With an introduction like that, I'm sure you're wondering why we even showed up today.
No, we're sure you'll do a better job today.
Well,
could you give us your name and address, please,
apologize.
For the record?
Barrett Edwards with the law firm Hudson Jones, J. Rick and Fisher, 225 South State Street, Dover, Delaware. All right. So just to begin with, as I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, have driven by this parcel multiple times, it's right on the thoroughfare, Lewis-Georgetown Highway, coming in and out of Georgetown. This is, again, as all of you have driven in and out, there's a mix of residential and commercial uses along this area. And this parcel itself is actually abutted on two sides by Sports at the Beach. And so that's the two of the neighbors, and then directly across, I mean, that's across the highway. And so there's one immediate residential use next to it. A couple doors down, there's a computer repair shop. And this parcel, once upon a time, it was used for a gas station. It's been used as a convenience store in the past. Right now, it has a conditional use. And I was looking at the conditional use. This conditional use was approved March 23rd, 2000. And I thought that it was interesting in here that it noted, the applicant established by substantial evidence that the proposed use will have no adverse impact of any sort, will be consistent with the comprehensive plan, and will redevelop and improve a property with a long history of commercial use. And that was back in 2000 that it was noted that it had a long history of commercial use. And this parcel has historically been commercial. Right now, there's a 1,000-square-foot building on it. It's got three offices, a conference room, a restroom, and a little kitchenette. So, I mean, for all intents and purposes, this is an office building that's sitting on it right now. Right now, the conditional use for it, approved for it, is for a radio and television electronic repair shop. Now, in preparing for the hearing before planning and zoning, what I did is I went through and I listened to similar applications that had come before planning and zoning within the last couple weeks. And one of those applications that had come before planning and zoning in the previous weeks was the Veggie Shack or something like that. Yep. And specifically noted in the Veggie Shack hearing before planning and zoning, one of the members mentioned, it doesn't matter that you're trying to resell this property or something to that effect. You know, that's not really relevant. So I guess in my ignorance, I didn't realize that that would be such a big deal. Now, just to give a little bit of history on this property, you know, I have to take exception to some of the findings of fact from the Planning and Zoning Commission. It says the sole reason for rezoning this appears to be selling the property and maximizing the return. What happened at the Planning and Zoning hearing is we had mentioned that the property was up for sale. We didn't hear much feedback. The public hearing was closed, and we sat down. Once we had no longer a chance to give any feedback, then it became very, very clear that this is something that they were not happy about. But at that point, we didn't have any chance to respond at all. And so to give a little bit of history on this, this property has been up for sale for about 2 years now. It's been up for sale for 2 years in the past year plus. There have been a couple potential buyers, and these individuals, every time my client gets close to getting a contract, they look at the zoning and say, we don't want to, you know, hassle with a conditional use or rezoning or anything like that. And so after enduring this frustrating experience, it was recommended to our client that we come before and try to get a rezoning on the property. And so I would submit that if the sole reason for this were to maximize the return on this, then this the applicants would have submitted this 2 years ago when they put the property up for sale. This didn't happen simultaneous with putting the property up for sale. This is something that has happened months and over a year after the fact, because it's just been a frustrating process. Planning and zoning mentioned a couple things that, you know, we fully recognize that there's a broad range of uses under a CR zoning. There's no denying that. We recognize and understand that. But I don't think that it can be lost that this is a 1,400-square-foot parcel. It's a small parcel. It has a 1,000-square-foot building on it. And I understand that the 1,000-square-foot building can be torn down and something else can be put up there. But when we talk about it being a small car sales lot, I think it'd have like an inventory of three cars, and then no one would be able to park when they actually showed up to look at the three cars that were there. It has on-site well and septic. So when we talk about water-intensive uses such as a fast food restaurant or a car wash, I mean, that's just really not realistic. That's not...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you consider B1? That's also zoned commercial, which would be more appropriate for possibly because of the size. And the one you referenced about the planning zonings earlier, one down at the Veggie Shack, I think that was 4 acres?
It's a larger parcel. I can't remember.
Much larger parcel. Mm-hmm. And maybe more appropriate because of size. Because size, they did emphasize size, and our CR1 zoning is the most intensive commercial district. And because of size, I mean, so could you talk, I guess,
that is not
size, and why you didn't maybe choose B1?
Well, in looking at the, I'm not going to be able to pull it out right now, but I believe, although there are some exceptions, I believe the minimum area for a CR1 is 10,000 square feet. And so this parcel is 14,000 square feet. And again, I'm pretty sure that that's correct. Mr. Lincoln, correct me if I'm wrong on that. But so this is not, I mean, this is within the area. Now, in terms of there being another zone, I wasn't aware of that. You know, we were just looking for something that would be appropriate commercial. You know, there's a couple of different commercial zones.
You weren't aware that there was B1, did you say?
That's correct. I wasn't aware of that, that, okay. That could potentially be another option.
Would B1 be acceptable
I
to your client?
I'm not familiar enough with B1 to know. It's possible that it could be. What we're really looking for is some type of office space that's permitted, and so that it could be that that would be something that that could work.
Most of the permitted use, all the permitted use in a B1 are permitted in a CR1, but the B1 doesn't allow for used car sales, mobile home sales, boat sales, or mini storage. Everything else is pretty much
like outside type of storage.
Mm-hmm. It's basically retail and service-type activities, neighborhood-type businesses. Could be a little restaurant, could be whatever. But
well, is it big enough for that, even if they wanted to do that?
It would have to basically be contained within the building as it exists, because by rezoning it, either B1 or CR1, mm-hmm. the setback, because it's surrounded by agriculture-zoned property, you have to be 20 feet from both sides. So really, you only gain, you got 4 foot of space on one side, 9 foot on the other, you could build them. The advantage of, let's say you applied for conditional use goes back to the zoning category that exists. So your setback rather than be, and it's undersized lot in the width, so your setbacks would become 10 feet because it's undersized rather than, so you're only losing 20 foot of space, so you still got 60 foot of buildable space, if you tore everything down.
But there is no B1 around this.
No, there's no B1 or
there's
C1.
No CR1, no, neither one's around here. Right.
There's
CR1 is closer, I believe, along the highway.
C1 is close to it, and that would be the mini storage and the Parker property. Used to be Russ Weir, that facility there.
But, I mean, on this map, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 7 parcels that are commercial.
Yep.
And you've got a high density residential just down the road.
I mean, one thing that I think is important to note is that going to the maximization of the value on this, as Mr. Link has pointed out, I mean, by rezoning this, it actually will reduce the buildable area and potentially actually reduce some of the value to the property in terms of options and what's available there. But again, that is not what our client is trying to do in terms of maximizing value. It's just trying to actually create a property that has some use at all, because right now, unless you were to find the perfect individual who wants to take advantage of an existing conditional use for a repair, computer repair shop, they're kind of between a rock and a hard place on this. And so
what it may do is once we start a change of zone, it does establish the district, and then you have other requests, and we end up starting another commercial mm-hmm. district. And this being the first one on that side, if I look at the map that I'm looking at, there's nothing on that side of the road except the sports of the beach and all the other stuff, and this is the first property of a lineup. But it does have an existing use on it. It historically has had commercial uses on it. That I understand. That's why, like I say, I thought a B1 would be more appropriate if we're going to start a new commercial district there, because it does prevent certain uses that might be objectionable to the residential other properties in the area, and doesn't start a real intensive commercial use with car lots and outside display of, you know, storage and all this other stuff. So do you want to talk to your client to see if he's, because we have been able in the past, Mr. Moore, mm-hmm. have been able to reduce zonings from CR, go backwards. Now,
I think that question came up not too long ago. We decided it would take a re-advertisement, okay, reapplication. Uh-huh. And if I recall, in that case, it was expedited, but it may have been because there was nothing in the pipeline. I'm not sure, Mr. Lang, do you recall?
We didn't give any kind of consideration at all. I think we sometimes do.
We had in the past, but under our current legal team, they don't like it.
They don't like it.
They don't like it.
What if we,
it's a charm of changing every so often.
We've had some that were allowed to reapply. Council waived the fee.
Okay, no, right. That's what I'm talking about.
We have to put it into the works of the process time, whatever it takes.
Right.
Right.
Moving fast.
We just did in recent months move the spacing, and this is actually the first batch of public hearings that went into the extra 40, 45 days mm-hmm. in between public hearings. So it's about a.
So we made our application, I think, March 12th or something. So
a month extra.
March 12th.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So we're about, is that 4 months out?
Yeah, typically it was about 8 or 10 weeks, and now it's gone to 15 weeks because we've added that space in between to give the commission a chance to make a recommendation before it goes to council. So when it comes to council, there's a recommendation in front of you.
Right.
Yes. So there's extra.
Yeah, so, I mean, to go to your point, my client wants this to be zoned for something that will allow office space, because I understand that
it
now.
I think there's a comfort level. I'm not saying talk for everybody, but I believe there's a comfort level possibly for the B1, for a B1 district. There may not be a comfort level as we see for planning and zoning's recommendations. They didn't have a comfort level with that. So I think there could be some give. The trouble is you may have to wait. Do you have any problem with waiting a little longer?
No, I haven't.
Time is not. You've waited a couple of years. You can wait another.
I've tried to sell the property for 3 years.
I understand. Okay.
And I've been unsuccessful because of its size.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do find someone that may be interested in it, they do not want to come before the council for conditional use. So it was my personal office as a construction company's office for 4 years. I purchased it, turned it into our construction company office. Mm-hmm. Then we vacated it. And then I rented it to a computer repair shop, which was going to purchase it as a computer repair shop. Mm-hmm. Their business fell off. They left the building back to me. And I tried to sell it for 3 years. And been unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. I did not come before the council to make any kind of big money off a change in the zoning to sell a 14,000 square foot piece of property. I just would like to be able to sell it or rent it.
Well, let me ask, Mr. If we vote on it and it gets denied, they have to wait a year.
No.
No?
Okay. Not if he reapplies for something different.
Different. Okay. Cool. Okay, so we could vote on this, and they could reapply, or is there any option for the client or to the applicant here to withdraw at this time or something? And
would that be an advantage?
With the caveat that we permit them to reapply and expedite their application.
The same thing.
It all ends up being the same.
It makes it a little better on the look of the record if you accepted a withdrawal. If he decided right here in front of you that he would like to withdraw, the council has to vote on it because it wasn't 3 days in advance.
Right. Okay, so we could vote on that, and then they could go in down to your office, make another application, get right back in,
and we could expedite it. And we could pull most of the record from this file if you did that.
Okay.
And then you have to decide whether you want to waive the fee.
Is there a year waiting period?
No.
Oh, no.
No, you could apply immediately.
Right now.
You
can't wait
them in the front of the line, though.
Because you're applying for CR1, by coming back in and reapplying for B1, it's a different type application. It's not the same. You could apply for the same.
I don't want a restaurant. I don't want a car lot. I don't want to do anything to hurt the neighborhood. I live down the street myself. So,
and for the record, you are Leon Ware.
Yes.
For the record, the microphone doesn't recognize you.
Lawrence, is there a way to, I know it goes through the process, but to get him at the front of the system?
Yeah, well, what we do, we have to get the application. I have to introduce the ordinance next week or week after, whatever.
Right.
And we have to advertise it. So it's still going to take 8 or 10 weeks.
Okay.
Minimum. And what we would do, if you so instruct me, is that rather than take the 45 additional days, we would put it within 3 weeks.
I think we could do that.
Yeah.
Of the commission's public hearing.
Sure.
But we would just go back to the old
method.
But
we'd knock off the other 3 weeks we were allowed.
Yeah, extra 3 or 4.
Shorten it that much.
Sure. Okay. So you can withdraw it, and you have to vote on it, or else you can deny it, and he can still reapply anyway.
Do you want to withdraw and save face? If you don't care, we don't care.
The record might look prettier.
It'll look better on the record if you withdrew it and they've approved it by vote to withdraw.
Come back to talk a friendly, to your, friendly
talk
council.
To your council there.
Talk to a friendly council.
Yeah,
the phones are on, so we went back.
The microphones don't recognize my head movements.
Yeah, I guess then we would withdraw it at this time and then resubmit it under different zoning.
I move that we withdraw.
Accept the withdrawal.
Accept the withdrawal. Mm-hmm.
Second.
Yeah, I'll second. Oh, good.
Do you want to? I was going to say, do we want to include that motion? Or do a separate motion to waive the fee for the next application.
Yes.
And expedite it.
Yeah. I like to do that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, does that take two different motions, or can Vance, if he chooses to, make his motion?
He could do it in the one motion.
I accept the friendly additions to this motion, which will expedite as much as possible at the discretion of our planning and zoning director, and waive the fee for your new application to B1 zone.
Second for that, too.
Motion and second. Mr. Right. Moore?
And I would suggest that I read the short title as part of that motion as well.
Please.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 14,400 square feet, more or less. Tax map ID 135-15, parcel 83, to be withdrawn and for reapplication and waiver of the application fee as B1.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Wilson.
Before we go, what is wrong with what he's asking for here? That's why I haven't quite got that straight yet. Can you help me on that, George? What's wrong with what?
Well, planning zoning recommended denial. Did you read the?
I understand that.
That's the reasons.
What is the reason? I mean,
those are the reasons.
I mean, we don't have to take exactly right down the line what planning zoning says.
I understand.
What is the real reason we're denying this?
Those are the reasons of planning and zoning.
Because
they're the concerns of some of the council members.
I understand the concerns. But
well, let's just vote on it. We'll see where we end up.
I understand you can vote. I understand that. It probably goes 5-5-0. I understand. But what is the real reason that we're voting no here. Why are we turning this down?
Read planning and zoning recommendations, and I think you'll get the idea.
I don't get the idea, George. That's
okay, then I can't
that's
help you any further.
That's why I'm asking this council. Why is it we're turning this down? That's all I'm asking.
We're not. He's
a
question.
He just withdrew
it.
Okay.
Questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I was prepared to vote in favor of the application. I don't think it would have passed, but in light of the fact that you have requested to have it withdrawn and resubmitted under a B1, and the fact the council has been generous enough to waive the fee and expedite it, I will vote yes.
Wilson.
I'll vote yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Yes.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mayor. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Spot zoning, Sam.
Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
To